This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Tefillah of Moedani concludes, Rabba Amunasecha. We tell Hashem, great is your faith. What does it mean, great is your faith? Hashem is the omnipotent being. He doesn't need to have faith in anyone. We have faith in Hashem. So we should really say, Rabba Amunasi. My faith in you, Hashem, is great. So what are we emphasizing when we say, Rabba Amunasecha? So Reb Tzadok says something very powerful. We are actually talking about Hashem's faith. Hashem's faith in us. When we say every morning, Rabba Amunasecha, we acknowledge that the Amunah that Hashem has in us is great, as evidenced by the fact that He gave us back our soul. Rabba Amunasecha. His faith, His confidence in us is great, that He found us trustworthy to be given another day of life. Amunah by definition means unshakable belief. Therefore, just as when we have Amunah in Hashem, there's no logical argument that can ever change that. By the same token, what it means for Hashem to have Amunah in us is that there's nothing we can ever do that could ever convince Hashem, so to speak, to lose faith in us. Even when Hashem disapproves of our deeds, He does not lose faith in us. Rabba Amunasecha. Hashem never loses Amunah in our potential and in our abilities. So if Hashem has confidence in us, shouldn't we have faith in ourselves? That what we do matters, that our deeds matter, that our tefillos matter, and that it has tremendous impact in Shemayim. A story is told that a young boy once asked the wife of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, "What is the Rebbe's favorite tefillah?" And she said, "It's a very short prayer. It's the very first prayer we say in the morning, Moida Ani Lefanecha." And the boy was surprised, "Really?" And she said, "Yes, that's his favorite." The Rebbe later gave a talk on the subject of Moida Ani, and he said, "The reason why Moida Ani carries such significance is because it demonstrates that Hashem has a lot of faith in us. So let's not disappoint Him." How do we know that Hashem has faith in us? Because He gave us another day of life, even though it is not owed to us. Every day we wake up is another gift from Hashem. It's a calling to use it wisely. And this reminds me of a very interesting trivia question. Can you name the bank account that credits your account every morning with $86,400? And it does not carry over any balance to the next day. Every evening, the bank deletes whatever part of the balance you failed to use during the day. Each and every one of us has such an account. It's called time. Every morning, it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night, it writes off whatever seconds you failed to use. If you fail to use that day's deposits, the loss is yours. It doesn't carry over to tomorrow. Are you withdrawing every second? The clock is ticking. Make the most of today. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.